Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, the new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with a biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Curtis.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of FCA Connect. I'm here with Senior Kylie Edwards.
Hi, Casey.
Hey, so would you like to tell us about yourself?
Well, I'm a student here at the school. I've been here since kindergarten. I run on the cross country and track teams, and that's about it.
Hey, do you have any siblings or
yeah.
anything like that?
I have one sister, Mallory Edwards. She's a sophomore.
So tell us about your career as a runner.
Well, I started running when I was in the eighth grade, and mostly because one of my friends told me that if I didn't come to practice, they would come to my house and drag me there. So I decided I would show up, and I really enjoyed it the first year of my eighth grade year. And then as I moved on to high school, I had a few issues with injuries and things, but at the end of my sophomore year, I kind of just really got into the groove of things and decided I was going to keep training in the off season, and now it's my senior year.
Yeah, you're so good at it. What are some of the struggles you've had?
I've struggled with injury, like I said before, and but not very often. And then sometimes I get lonely because I have to run by myself a lot.
Yeah.
And also, I put a lot of pressure on myself, so I feel kind of pressured just from myself to, like, excel and to win all these races, even though that's not what I need to do.
Yeah. See, I would say, hey, I know what that's like, but I don't, because I'm not a competitive person. So everyone's like, I need to do this. And I'm like, why? Just, like, calm down. I need to win. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess. How have you overcame those struggles?
Well, my mom's a physical therapist, so with the injuries, she's always been there to help me with that. With, like, just either if it's, like, therapy or certain exercises to build muscles. And I just know that when I'm in college, I'm not going to be running alone. I'm going to have people with me. And I know that as long as I'm just waiting for that, I can make it through this. And I know that with the pressure I put on myself, that God has everything in control anyway.
Exactly. So do you plan on running in college?
Yes. Not really sure where yet, but
that's okay.
I definitely plan on running in college, and as long as possible.
Yeah, because you're so good at it. So, I mean, like, why not?
Thank you.
Welcome. So, tell me about some of your successes that you've had.
Well, I was Mid-State League champion last year and this year.
Yeah!
I was the district champion for Division III last year and this year as well. And this year, I actually won regionals. So
heck yeah, you did. I was so excited and happy for you when I found that out. I was like, oh, yeah, go Kylie! Yeah.
That was one of my season goals, so I'm very happy.
Yeah, well, you met it, so good job. And how have your successes impacted you?
They've probably made me more confident as a person. It's really helped me figure out, like, what I'm supposed to do with my life. I feel like my purpose is definitely to run. So I guess sometimes my success is, like, validate that passion for my running.
That's so cool. Ah, I just love hearing you talk about running, because I can obviously know it's a passion of yours. You just, like, get into it.
I love talking about it.
So how do you prepare for your races?
I generally hydrate 2 days in 1 day before. I extra hydrate. I hydrate all the time anyway.
Yeah.
I make sure I drink. That's why I carry around that big water bottle. Make sure I drink enough water. I have to make sure I eat enough. I actually often forget to eat and stuff like that. So I need to make sure I eat and roll out your muscles with those rollers and stretch. And most importantly, I just, like, try to think about my race before I do it, pray about it, and not get all worked up.
That's really cool. Do you have, like, this is just an extra question. Do you have, like, a certain diet that you have either throughout your whole, like, life or even just before a race?
Well, I do my best to eat healthy. I don't really have, like, a set diet. I'm going to try and incorporate that in the next couple, like, after cross country is over, because I can't change anything, obviously, until the season's over. But I'm trying to sort of make sure that I have enough carbs and protein and just all that sort of stuff. I have to keep up my vitamin C during the season so I don't get sick. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. I don't really have, like, a regimen.
Huh. That's cool. I was just wondering.
Oh, yeah.
You recently did something really cool. Tell us about it.
Are you talking about regionals?
Yeah, okay. I am talking about regionals.
Okay. Well, we ran at Pickerington North High School this past Saturday. And going up to the race, I knew that I had one girl who was going to give me a fight for the regional title. Mm-hmm. And so I just really focused on her and studied the way she races and figured out, like, what my strategy should be to run. And once I figured that out, I did what I was, what I planned. I kind of stuck with her for the first mile. It was actually really, like, kind of slow the first mile. So I was a little bit annoyed. That's what my coach said. He said I looked annoyed. But then the second mile, she picked it up a lot. And I knew that, well, she's from Southern Ohio. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure, like, what the terrain's like there, but I'm good at hills. So on the hills, I was going to try to pick it up and just try to lose her. But by the middle of the race, she had a pretty significant lead on me, like 10 yards or something like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what, I don't think I'm going to be able to win this race. I'm just going to finish. But then we went through the very end. We run through the woods at the very end, and mm-hmm. she started to just keep coming back. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to go for it. So I passed her right at the very end, and we got the regional title.
Yay!
Yeah.
That makes me so happy. Like, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How do you think you'll do in states?
I believe that I'll do well. I am hoping to win the state champion title. There are three girls, including myself, that will be fighting for it. So it's going to be a close race. It's going to be intense. And I'm just hoping that I come out on top. So,
What was your time for your regionals competition?
Well, that course was running slow. Yeah. So it was probably, like, I think it was 18:46 or something like that. The course was slow. It has a lot of hills and stuff in it, so...
Yeah. Just to clarify, that's 18 minutes and 46 seconds, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know what that means, but I don't know if other people might.
Yeah, sorry. I never remember that.
No, it's okay.
So that's not my best time this season, but... It doesn't matter. The only time that matters is the first time.
What is your PR?
My PR is 18:01, and I got that last season. Yeah. And for this season, I think it's an 18:14. I've been training a lot harder this year, so my legs have been tired.
That's okay. So do you have any cool stories to tell us about cross country?
Well, I just think that... if anyone's, like, thinking about joining cross country, I would strongly recommend it. It really, the experience is something that you don't really get from other sports, because you see people, your teammates, you see them looking all nice, and then you see them looking like death, and you're still obviously friends, and you bond really quickly when you run with people, and you just become like a family, and it's a wonderful high school memory.
Awesome. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Hello, this is Eli Holtz here with the Trivia Factoids. This week we have a special edition with our new co-host, Isaac Spangler.
Hello, Eli.
Let's get right into the trivia.
I like that.
Mary Todd Lincoln was once asked if Abe had any hobbies. Her reply, cats. Well, looks like we have another cat person.
Brazil couldn't afford to send its athletes to the 1932 Olympics in Los Angeles, so they loaded their ship with coffee and sold it along the way. But those athletes got an overdose on caffeine before they even got there.
Before Steven Hillenburg created SpongeBob SquarePants, he taught marine biology. And SpongeBob SquarePants wasn't so cheerful.
New Mexico State's first graduating class in 1893 had only one student, and he was shot and killed before graduation. That's what you call a spaghetti western. A red spaghetti western.
George Washington insisted his Continental Army be permitted a daily quart of beer as a ration, so they could get their mind off of the horrors of war. That's all for this week's edition of Trivia Factoids. Tune in next week as we discover some more trivia factoids.
Welcome to Bible Verse of the Week. I will be reading Isaiah 40, 30 to 31. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like the eagle. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This verse means that if you trust in the Lord, you won't faint.
Thanks for joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast. If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcanights.org or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.